It's been all of 15 minutes, but we're back with the second annual, not annual, second draft ever from J&G's movie adventure. The last draft, if you haven't listened or seen it, it was the films of 2022. But this one is the releases yet to be released, the films yet to be seen. It is the draft of the 2023 films coming out this year. Now, some same rules apply. We each have five picks. We alternate. Gianna went first last time, so I'll go first this time.
I don't know. I think we should flip a coin. I think we should flip a coin.
I don't think we should flip a coin because I think all is fair in love and war. Anyways, yeah, so we each have five picks. We alternate. I'll go first, then Gianna, then me, then Gianna. We'll go that until we have our team of five films. It is currently January 13th, so some films this year may have already been released. We are still including those, and we are only doing films that I think are confirmed. Hopefully, all the things I will pick will be confirmed. If they're not,
I'll call you out on it.
You should know. You're the film expert. Anyways, all right, with my first pick, cue the draft music. All right, the first pick. A lot of great films. This year has a lot to be excited for, I think this one's an easy pick in terms of the draft, because I think if I don't pick this one, you're easily going to go this one. So I'm going to have to go with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I think the anticipation for this movie is at the same or if not higher than any other film coming out this year. The first one, big success in the league. Won multiple championships, multiple awards, and this one I think will do very much of the same, if not be a better all-around player. So it should be interesting how well this film does, because I don't think there's a universe in our universe that this flops. No pun intended. Anyways, it's your turn.
All right. Well, that's a good number one pick. I'm not going to fight you on that one, but now I'm stuck. Because I was like, I'm just going to go off what Jackson says and not come up with a plan. I'm not even going to make a list. I'm just going to go based off what you're saying.
Make a list.
What?
All right, you're not going to make a list.
No, I didn't last time, and it's failing on me. I don't know. There's, like, one I really want, and I'm sure you can guess that. But then there's also one that I think I should put because I don't want you to have it. So
I'm scared now.
Oh gosh, I don't know if it's a number one choice though. I feel like regardless, you're gonna take one of these.
I'm just waiting. We shall see your pick.
All right, I think I can make up. I think I can make up for this potential loss in the later ranks. But for my number one, I'm just going to have to say Barbie. I'm super excited. Greta Gerwig's fantastic. Margot Robbie's fantastic.
Let's go.
It looks great. And
it does look like a good film, actually. Looks like a good time. Doesn't look like it might not bring anything new to the table, but it still looks like an entertaining watch. It looks like a reliable film, too. Okay. So you took Barbie. I can live with that. Okay. That's a good pick from you. All right. I think you might roll your eyes at me for saying this, but I think in terms of the potential this film has, has to be a top four pick in this draft. I don't think you can look at it any other way. I think the worldwide implications of this film has just potential, I think, more than any film in the world, even more than Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah.
And there's slight controversy around this movie. But I think we should be pleasantly surprised on how it performs in court or on the court. I'm going to have to go with the Super Mario movie with my second pick.
I was going to put it because I've been in my Mario kick, as you know. Mm-hmm. Jax and I just recently beat the Super Mario game on the Wii. Not to flex.
Yep.
And not with my help either, but
Hard carry.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's all I'm going to say. Back-to-back animated movies. Wow.
I know. It's a tough one. It's a toughie.
Who would have thought? All right. I lay the court to you.
Oh,
early in the
for a
draft.
second, I couldn't even find Mario on my list. I was like, what am I doing?
Wow, not even on your list? That's tough.
All
That's
right.
real tough.
I did find it. It was on my list. This is where it's a toss-up, though, because I don't know where you're going to go from here. And it's just kind of scaring me. Oh, man. Oh, it's so hard.
This should be interesting.
It's so hard.
I think your pick dictates the rest of this draft of where you go. So, no pressure. No pressure.
My heart is telling me one way, but my brain is telling me another way.
I would say follow your heart, because at
No.
least you can live with it. At least you can live with the pick. I can tell you what, regardless of what you pick, I have my movie already placed. So.
Unless I pick it.
Don't overthink it. You're not
going to
pick it.
Unless I pick it.
I can guarantee you're not picking it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to say? Wait, I think I know what you're going to say. And I'll guess it after I make
okay.
my pick. Because I'm not going to pick it. For my second choice, I'm going to have to go with Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer.
Fun.
What?
That's a good movie. That should be a good movie, but that's not where I was going.
Christopher Nolan. I know it wasn't. Christopher Nolan.
That is Christopher Nolan, though. I did not know
you
it was
can't
Christopher
beat
Nolan.
Him. He's the best. I aspire to be like Christopher Nolan one day.
My thing, though, is this film, I think this film's going to be a success, but is it going to put up the numbers? You know, is it going to be a box office boom? You know what I mean? So we shall see. You know what is going to be a boom? My third pick. And
can I take a guess at what you're gonna pick?
No, don't ruin my moment.
Okay, well, I'll write it down and I'll see if I'm right. So,
yeah, do that. Because I think you know where I'm about to go with this. But if you looked at my two previous picks, they're very, I guess, popular picks, right? Most people know about them. They're both, one's Marvel, one's Nintendo, two major corporations. Or sorry, one Sony, whatever, you know what I mean. But this next one kind of falls into that category. It's kind of similar to my last pick. It's the third of its family. The first brother was very good. People loved it. The second one was still very solid, but wasn't very connected with the fans as much. Kind of felt like it was just there so the little brother, so this movie could get there. And I think this movie has high potential. Should be one of the movies of the summer, and I'm gonna have to go with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I knew it. Ah, I don't care though. I'm not gonna go see it, so it's fine. You
what?
Can take that.
You're not gonna go see it?
No.
Well, you fell off.
You can take that pick and enjoy it.
I will with many other people.
Yeah, I'm not winning this one, but you know what? It's okay. Got really quiet.
Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting on your pick now.
Okay. Give me a minute.
See, I just know where I'm going. That's how much I'm dominating this draft right now.
It's because you got
and
first.
I already have my next selection. I already know, because it's if you pick that one, I'm picking that one. If you pick that one, I'm picking that one. So.
All right. Well, for number three, I think this is going to bring in more money than my number two, because I think it's reaching all sorts of different crowds. I'm going to have to go with Wonka. The Timothée Chalamet, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka, whatever.
I think that's a reach for your third pick. I think that would have been a valuable fifth pick. Just because it's a wild card. It could be an absolute flop. I think that movie could be an absolute flop.
I don't think it will be, though, honestly. I think, regardless though, look at his fan base. I think he's gonna pull in the money. It's the same as Don't Worry, Darling. It pulled in the money because of a certain crowd.
Yeah, but you can't tell me Timothée Chalamet has the same crowd as Harry Styles. That's not even close.
Yeah, it is.
It's big.
We're not doing this again.
No way. It's big. I'm not saying it's not big, but there's no way it's the same size.
Well, yeah, it's not the same size, but like Harry Styles has people that listen to music, right? And fans that listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
But Timothée Chalamet has more fans that are going to go see him in a movie.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, we're not going to get into it, but I think that's a reach of a pick. I think that's a reach of a pick. Anyways. All right.
Well, what's your number four now?
Right, well, now I'm confused because you didn't pick any of these. So now which one I don't think you're picking that one. So I can wait for that one. So I'm going to go this one. You might look at this one and you might scratch your head. But I really like the way I'm going. I'm kind of going franchise with this. With my team. My team's all about franchises.
Wait, can I guess this again? I'm writing
it. Write it on your piece of paper. Now, I think this one, it has the name, right? It has the name. Oh, I'm going to go see this. When you go to the theater, can I get one ticket for this? Simple name. One came out last year. It was pretty good. Well-recepted. But this one, people know that this one takes a different spin on the franchise. And I'm going to have to go with Scream 6.
Okay.
To go on my list.
That was not what I put down, but
the movie always takes place in the same town, Woodsboro, but this time it's going to take place in New York City. And I think I don't think I saw a lot of horror movies coming out next year. So I think this one has the prime capabilities to be the best horror film of next year. So we shall see. And especially since Jenna Ortega is going to be in that, and she's pretty popular right now. So I think she can probably continue that into the success of this film. So that's why that's my fourth pick.
That's a good one. Oh, I think I'm going to stay on my reach track right now. All these are reaches. Geez. And there are picks I can make that are more grounded.
I think I know what you're doing with this one.
All right. Well, what do you think I'm going to pick?
It's this one. I put a little circle next to it because I already wrote it down on my list.
Okay. Well, it's a matter of what do I put at four and what do I put at five.
But think of which one I'm not going to pick. Think of which one I'm not going to pick. I think I already have my fifth one in place. So
this one has the franchise and it has the fans.
I know which one it is.
I think it'll bring a lot of people out of hiding, myself included.
Yep, and I know what it is.
What is it then?
I'm not going to say it. I'm not stealing your thunder.
Well, I think for number four, I'm going to put Hunger Games, Battle of Songbirds and Snakes. I think that's what it's
called. That was not what I was thinking. That was
really?
Not what I was thinking, yeah.
Well, I think I know what you're thinking, so I'm going to write that one down. But I think this one will be interesting. The story, I don't know exactly. I forget exactly. I haven't read the book, but I think the story will reel people back into it. And those Hunger Games movies, everyone loves them. Everyone has soft spots for them, me personally. But
my
I
think with that film is like, will I go see it? Maybe. Like that's a fat, like it's a 50-50, right? There's no guarantee. It's not like a Super Mario movie. But like everyone should go see that movie just to see how it does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like at least Spider-Man, like Spider-Verse, like at least everyone's going to go see that one. Because first off, that one's like guaranteed to be at least decent.
Yeah.
But with that one, it's like interesting because you don't like the target audience was those who loved the Hunger Games, right? And I think that's just it. I don't think necessarily like the older crowd might not go see that one.
No.
You think so?
I bet you. And we can put this on the record. I bet this movie's doing good. I bet it's going to get
I'm not saying it's not going to do good.
Well, I bet it's going to make a lot because I bet you that those crowds will be going to see it.
I don't know if they have the statistics for this, but I'd love to see the percentage of the older population going to see this.
Oh yeah, that would
I do think parents might bring their teens to come see this or whatever. Like they might go see it if they're like read the Hunger Games or whatever. But that's my thinking of that movie. I think it's very similar to Scream in a sense where it's like that genre, like dystopian. I guess, right? That's like the genre or whatever.
The best
genre. It has its niche. God. It has its niche thing, and that's kind of what Scream is. It's like horror, but it has like its niche fan base. So
yeah.
Should be interesting to see. I think that has high boom potential, but I also think it kind of has a little bit of bust potential. So it should be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My final pick. Sticking with the franchise. You can try and write this one down, but there's no way you know this one. This one's not even on your list. I can guarantee it. First one. I kind of built off a prior franchise and tried to build its own franchise. The second one built off the best movie in that first franchise and released an absolute bop. So for this movie, it's coming out, I think, this summer, should be a great film, great watch, great entertaining watch, at least. I think it's got a really important story. But it should be interesting to see how it's received, just because we haven't had a movie like this in a while, since probably the second one. And so with my pick, my final pick of the draft, I'm going to have to go with Creed 3.
Oh, it's not on my list. I was looking at it and I was like, oh, maybe I should put it down. But I honestly don't know that much about the Creed movies. I know people do love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that will do well. So that is a good wild card in my books, a good wild card pick.
I don't know. There was once you take your pick, there's two that definitely should have made my list. But I just don't think it's just tough. I'll let you go. I'll let you do your final pick, and then I'll explain my thinking for my last pick.
Okay. Well, this one, I think, once again, I'm just going to have to stick with this wild card, kind of random, more like, I don't know, different list. But what?
Nothing. I was just thinking of the joke we made earlier. I'll say it after you pick it.
Okay. But, you know, I could pull a Jackson and I could put a random poor performing, really lame movie, but
should do it. You should do
I'm
it.
I'm not gonna do it.
Do it for the meme. Come on.
This one will attract a lot of people. Oh, well, actually, hold on a second. I know I need to decide. We need to get like a timer up here.
Yeah, you take a while. Get the Jeopardy time going when do do.
Okay, well, I'm gonna change my mind. I'm actually gonna go the Jackson route. I think this one will
franchise
be. Oh, but I don't want to say it. Oh my god!
It's you with the final pick. I'm not picking anything other else after you.
I know, but I just want to beat you. Oh,
I think this draft's over.
Yeah,
I ran away with this one.
Okay, for my own sake, I'm gonna have to go with Asteroid City, and you're probably looking at me like, "What is that?" Wes Anderson is coming out with a new movie. It's got an all-star cast. I know, it's a wild card.
That's just as bad as my Pause of Fury.
I know, but it's going to do well. And just look at how the French Dispatch did. That was great. A lot of different people saw that, like younger kids. And then we had like, there was older crowds there too. I think it'll get a lot of attention. And it's, well, I know French Dispatch came out last year, but I feel like it's been a bit. And it'll be nice to have something in that art sense back on the screen, so I think it'll do well. And there's a good cast. I don't know if I said that.
That's a good point. I think it's a very blockbuster heavy summer, or I guess year, in terms of those films. And I think this year I think the art films could do very well, just because I feel like there's a lack of them this year.
It's a change of pace. I think it's what's needed.
But also I think the struggle is with this year. Because I think this year could have the potential to be one of those years we look back at, like a 2019 or like a 94, and be like, this was a great year for movies. And I just think, in terms of the theater experience, could people be like, and this is for any film that we have on our list, but like the question becomes, is there a point to where people get not tired, but what's it called? Just like drained, or I can't find the word for it, but it's like it's too repetitive to go to the theater.
Redundant
type feeling. Like, let's say they go see Spider-Man and then like Ant-Man. They see Ant-Man and then Spider-Man. Are they really be like, okay, now we got to go see Guardians of the Galaxy now? Or do they see like Babylon and then Barbie and they're like, okay, now I got to see Oppenheimer type beat? You know what I'm saying? So it should be interesting to see how those numbers handle. Is the probably the first half of the summer will be better than the second half, just because people are going to go see those movies. I just feel like that's logical, right? Doesn't that make sense? Like, shouldn't like the first bit of the summer, when those films come out, shouldn't that be more money coming in than the second half of the summer?
Well,
I mean, it depends what's released.
Yeah, I was just saying, the summer in general, if you look at the calendar, there's clear, distinct sections as to what is performing well, and the summer in general usually performs well. But I do think that is a really good point to bring off, that as the summer goes on, like, I feel like viewers and crowds start to tamper off. It's just a matter of like marketing and what crowds can, or what companies and studios can bring in, but honorable mentions, because yeah, I have
two major ones, or technically three major ones that I'm really bummed that did not make my list. But let me say one, and then you say one, and then we'll do like the draft process again.
Okay.
If I had let's continue the draft, even though it's not our draft, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think with my next pick, I would probably have to go Mission Impossible. These movies always slap. They're always a good time, especially in the theater. They're way better in the theater than just streaming them. And I feel like, and I saw this clip wherever, maybe on TikTok or Twitter, but it's like Tom Cruise is like the last movie star where it's like, this is a Tom Cruise film. You know, maybe you can say that about Leo DiCaprio. Maybe you can say that about Margot Robbie. Maybe. But you're like, this like Mission Impossible, oh, Tom Cruise, bet. You know what it's going to be about.
No, you are right. There's like,
so that would be like my weird sixth pick.
That there's like that decline in movie stars. It's just like celebrities now. Everyone's a celebrity. But I was between Asteroid City and this one. And I didn't say this one just because it was what?
Just never mind. Just say
Well, The Little Mermaid. I think that one will do well. And I think there will be some people who aren't as receptive to it as others just because of like all the controversy with a colored actress playing like a white mermaid. I don't think it matters. I think it's great actually that there's that representation there. But I just can't wrap my head around the Disney live action remakes. It's a cash grab.
A cash grab. I think this film's gonna be mediocre. Mm-hmm. I did think the Aladdin one was the best one.
Yeah, but my thing is, it's not even like that the remakes in general. I haven't seen the Aladdin one, and like it's kind of hard to bring myself to do it just because I am so against these like live action remakes, because that was one of my favorite ones growing up. But it definitely looks phenomenal. Like the music's great, but why on earth does Disney pick to do the movies with like the animals, like the most out there ones, like The Lion King, Lady and the Tramp, The Little Mermaid? It's all underwater.
Lady and the Tramp?
Yes.
When did they do that? Oh, was it at like a Disney Plus like exclusive?
Like, why on earth are you choosing these movies? I'm like, I'm tired of it. Like, there's definitely other ones you could do that don't require so many like, you know, technical aspects. So that's the reason why I was hesitant on this one. But I do think, regardless, it'll bring in a lot of money.
That would put up numbers. That one's going to put up numbers.
Oh, for absolutely. Sure. For sure. Because that's the whole point.
That's true. Cash grab. And I think, yeah, that's true. Good point. All right. And then I'm just going to throw my last two in together. Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's going to do well. But I just don't think it's going to do as well as Guardians of the Galaxy. So I didn't want to have too many Marvel movies, but that's why I picked Guardians of the Galaxy, because I just think that's going to do better. But also, you can't forget about Indiana Jones. I think that one's going to do really well. And it's kind of the same boat as Mission Impossible. Like, all of them are at least decent. And you have Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't like Harrison Ford being Indiana Jones?
There you go.
I rest my case.
What was your other one?
Ant-Man.
Oh, sorry. I like zoned out.
Do you have any more?
Yeah, honest to God, I don't know why I didn't put this on my list. It's like sitting there staring at me. But Dune Part 2.
That was the one I was thinking of when you said.
I think I could switch that with Wonka and move things down a level. But I mean, it's Dune. It's great. It's bringing in more stars, so I think it'll be really good. The first one was good. It's just long, and while it did make a lot of money and it did get a lot of attention, I'm like hesitant to put an estimate on how much it will get, but I like thinking about it now, it's kind of silly not to put it up there because I do think it will do really well. And I also had two more Disney ones that I was hesitant on, because one is like kind of iffy, but the Pixar film Elemental, have you seen the trailer for that?
The Cool Math Games knockoff?
Yeah, exactly. I think that one will do well. I'm not super in love with the animation style. It looks kind of funny.
I actually don't know. I don't know, because Strange World didn't do that well. So,
but Strange World, it depends, because it's still in its early phase, Elemental, but the marketing for Strange World was really bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Well, and then also, last one, Wish, another Disney one. Have you heard about that one? It's the story behind like the Wishing Star.
Interesting.
So I don't know, like they've only announced it, so I don't really know like what it looks like, what the general or what the more specific plot is. But I do think because it's that vast of a story, I think it will either be like a hit or miss, but I definitely think it will bring in viewers and bring in money for sure, just because it is so like specific. But those are my honorable mentions and Cocaine Bear, because
Cocaine Bear is going to be the greatest film of this year.
I will
No
be seeing that in
debate.
theaters opening night.
I
So
look, you do want to see that in theaters, though.
it looks
Like, I don't know
funny.
why. It just looks like a good time.
I told
Like,
my dad, I was like, we gotta go see this.
hopefully, it's not like, what's the film? What's the film? My gosh.
Which one?
Morbius. Hopefully, it's not like Morbius where it's just bad. Like, hopefully, it's like a bad, good
Like
time.
funny bad.
Funny bad. That's
Yeah.
what we went into Morbius thinking that was gonna be a funny bad. It's funny because it's just so bad, but no, it was just
No,
bad.
it was just bad, bad.
Yeah, so should be interesting. All right, let
Yeah.
us know who had the best pick or the worst pick, and let us know who won the draft. And did we miss anything? Let us know in the comments below. Make sure to like and follow. This podcast should be wherever you find your podcast. We also post the video formats on YouTube, so make sure to go follow us at All Jacked Up on YouTube. Anyways, Gianna, any final words?
If we missed anything, let us know what you're excited for in the comments. We'd love to hear. We'll hopefully be knocking these movies out as the year go on or goes on. So, yeah, thanks for tuning
Absolutely.
in.
Let us know if you want us to do, yeah, like she said, like let us know if you want us to do like an episode based on some of the films that we put on this list. I know for sure we'll do a couple,
Oh, yeah, we
easily.
got to. Look
So
at this
let us
list.
know. Look at these. Look at my draft. I won the draft. I won. I won.
I don't
Anyways,
know.
we'll see y'all in the next one. Anyways, deuce.
Peace. Why did you go like this?
I don't know. I was gonna go
Get
like this,
some
but I didn't want the
blow a
sound
kiss to
effect.
the crowd.